From there, we went through the Panama Canal out in the Pacific. That's where we spent the rest of the war out in the Pacific. And we were continuously doing, one thing to another.
Yeah.
One story I noticed in the history they wrote of it, they didn't put it on there.
The history of your ship?
No, the ship, yeah. We were what's called a slot. The Jap was trying to get men or ammunition or anything to water canal. And we were determined they wasn't going to put nothing else on there. We were going to kick them off of it. And we'd go up the slot every night hunting for the Jap. And we got word one night that the Jap was bringing a convoy down. And we went out to meet them. And we had 10 torpedo tubes in the board ship.
Right.
And to shoot them, you had to shoot this one, turn your switch on, and shoot the next one, and shoot the next one. And if you left that switch on, did you just shoot one torpedo? So there was a young Navy officer owning torpedoes. And we made it. The whole squadron made a run and shot the torpedo. We got back, we still had 9 torpedoes. Because he just turned, in the excitement of the battle, he didn't turn.
You got to turn the other one.
Right, turn
off. And so.
And that made the captain mad. And of course, the Japs, it was right in them thick of it. And we had to make another torpedo.
Oh.
Yeah. He was in the doghouse on that ship for a month or two.
I bet.
And that was that time. And the Helena got stumped. That's a big heavy cruiser. Later on, we had to go pick up her crew that survived. And we done that. But I'll tell you something kind of comical. The next time we was up the slot, oh, a couple, 3 weeks, maybe a month later, we run up on them again, you know. God, we made combat, both sides there. And we had radar, and we knew exactly where, how many ships they had, and where they were located, and so they didn't have radar.
The Japs?
No, they right then, they didn't have radar. So they turned the searchlights on. Of course, my general quarter station, battlefield, was down in the engine room. And one of the battle stations had phoned on them, talking to the bridge over there. And they turned the light on, and the Lavalette, the sister destroyer right behind us, was following us. And in front of us. And we was following them. And the Jap turned the searchlights on the Lavalette. And the old boy on the bridge told the boy down the engine room, says, the Lavalette is illuminated. And he told us as the lava lid is eliminated. Boy, we all drawed up. We expect to get it next. We got a big kick out of that.
Instead of eliminated, eliminated.
Yeah. Well, we figured if a star got right in front of it, if it blowed it out of the water, we would miss.
Yeah, so what happened?
Oh, we
got out of Dodge.
We got out of Dodge and We beat them that night. The first time we did, they beat us. They sunk Helena and damaged a couple of more crews. And we was really prepared for them this time. And, of course, it's in the history there. But that same night, we got a Jap destroyer isolated from the rest of the fleet.
Uh-huh.
And us and the Jenkins and the Radford, which is a sister ship, was trying to catch it. And, we was in line, and the Radford could just shoot his forward gun at him, you know? And this Jap ship would shoot his after gun back at us.
Right.
And every time it hit that water, and that shell explode down on that water, it's like you hit your head in a tub, somebody beating on it with a hammer, you know. Because we was down below the water line down here.
Oh, okay.
And we sank, but we didn't. We run off on land. left the next morning and planted and bombed it. Burned it.
So y'all ran up on land?
No, they did.
But
see, the we wanted this, the Jap destroyer we were trying to get. We're just trying to get away, and we'd like to run up on them right behind.
Yeah. Well, what do you remember from the? I don't know if I'm gonna pronounce this right, but the Langayan Gulf.
Langayan Gulf.
Langayan. Could you spell that?
Lingueyan, I believe.
Okay.
I was going to have to, well, the ship deck, okay, I mean, describing the ship,
okay.
The ship deck. And then they got the superstructure, which is square. And then on that, you know, it come up on both sides of the ship, and on that you got a 5-inch gun.
Okay.
Back there. And I was standing watch down below, down in the engine room. But anyway, we was bombarding landing troops, they had Lingueyan Gulf. And their shell, armor piercing shell, they shot at us, you know, from the shore. When I expect the gun turret was about 3 or 4 inches thick steel.
Mm-hmm.
Shell went through our gun turret. And the boys was in there fixing to load you know, had a load of powder to put in the barrel. And that Jap shell exploded, and a piece of scrap would come back out that gun turret. And then that superstructure, you know, it's square like that. It comes through two pieces of steel, and the boy sitting down there on the K gun, or, you know, a submarine. We're sitting down there and hit him in the back and killed him.
So,
and it killed, I believe, 6 men, 7 men.
From that one shot?
From that one shot. They were in the gun, what got him. When that powder from but the ball was fixing to load the shot.
Right, it went in our gun.
Right.
And blew up our ammunition that was loaded in our gun.
Right.
What shore was that shot from?
Lingueyan. Well, I really don't know where it said. I used to know, but I didn't.
Okay. Wow. So did that shake y'all up pretty bad?
Yeah.
Was that the first hit?
It was one thing. You know, when we was in battle like this, they got the a gun turret, they got all these boys, men working in there, and they got them locked down. I come up out of the engine room, standing on the deck, yeah, and they were working on this board that took that flash in the back.
Yeah.
And the doors of the gun turret flew open, and this one boy, real foul talk, he jumped out and started running around and around. Every word he said was cuss words, you know, cussing.
Right.
That kind of makes everybody feel chill.